Hi everyone, welcome to the second episode of the tennis podcast, The Players Lounge. My name is Jennifer Megan. I am a former professional tennis player, and in this podcast, I want to discuss the mental aspect of the game, because often tennis players always ask themselves the same questions. How do I get more confident? How do I become mentally tougher? And often we see that there is a lot of things available online on how to get a better serve, how to improve your footwork. But when it comes to mental training, the information is a bit scattered. My humble attempt is to create a place in which we are trying to go and dig into all those questions regarding mental fitness. And another goal is to bring as many people, as many actors of the game, players, coaches, parents, physios, agents, you name it, to discuss what goes on in a professional tennis career. Today I want to talk about how the current coronavirus crisis can be a huge opportunity to improve your game. I know it sounds a bit far-fetched when I say it like this, because we never experienced something similar. It's a crisis that is going to have a huge impact, mostly on the lower ranked players who are on the ITF circuit, who might not know how they're going to survive the crisis. Because let's face it, when you are a tennis player and you don't play, you don't get paid. If you don't get paid, you cannot travel. And if you cannot travel, your ranking is not improving. If your ranking is not improving, time is passing. And next thing you know, for a lot of people, it's too late and you have to move on. And I know that this coronavirus has created a lot of anxiety in tennis players. But I also believe that it's a huge opportunity to really improve your game. And when I say your game, I want to specifically talk about your mental game. So in this episode, I will discuss how you can improve your mental game, give you some tips and exercises that you can implement while we are in quarantine. So let's start. When I say that to me, the coronavirus is an opportunity, I'm saying this because I believe that tennis players, usually they are traveling all year round and they don't have much time to work on specific things. They usually have the preseason where they do the work, but after that, they just travel, they come back, they have few weeks here and there to just recuperate, to train a bit, and then they have to go on. Now that everyone has to take a forced break, it's a wonderful opportunity to take time to work on those things that you never have time to work on. And one of those things is your mental game, your mental training. How can you become a more skilled tennis player in terms of mental aspect? And what I mean by that is that now is the time for you to really sit down and to take your mental game to the next level. All right, then, how do you do it? Well, first of all, I think that what I've seen looking at posts from tennis players is that there is a big issue of motivation. Right now, a lot of tennis players don't know how to stay motivated, because it's a legit actually reason to say that, okay, I don't have a tournament coming up. I don't know when my next tournament is going to happen. So how can I actually be motivated? How can I train when I don't have a specific goal? Well, I think this is a great chance to shift the way you are approaching the game. A lot of us, and myself included, when I was playing, we tend to look at the results. And I'm not saying that results are not important, but I also understand and also realize that they can create some anxiety. You have good results. You feel that, okay, you're on the right track. When results are not coming, you start to feel anxious. You start to feel you doubt yourself. You don't know if you're doing the right thing. Well, now that you don't have actually any result-oriented goal, is the time to really shift your focus and to start to approach your game more in a way of looking at how you can improve and to set goals that are not based on results, but on improvement. And what I mean by that is that you can redefine the whole spectrum of your game and ask yourself questions such as, okay, what is that I want to improve in the next, let's say, 6 months? Because to be honest, we don't know when tennis players are going to be back on tour. There was a saying that saying that it will come back on July, but to be honest, we have no clue. And being able to understand and that there is a lot of uncertainty and to use that to say that, okay, maybe I will come back on tour or I will start playing again in the summer, maybe next year. This should not change your motivation, because what you should work on is on what you want to improve. Which area do I want to be better? And now is the time where you can really focus on that. And when you look at it, I'm not saying that. So I'm gonna make a very for some far-fetched comparison, but I really think that the uncertainty that coronavirus is bringing is similar to the uncertainty that you face when you're on tour. Let me explain before you go mad and insult me. I'm not saying that you're at risk of death, and I'm not joking about that, because I think coronavirus is a very serious matter. What I'm saying when I talk about uncertainty, what I'm trying to say is that when you start your career on tour, you have no idea. You can try your best and still not make it. And I think that a lot of people are very disappointed because they have such high expectations that when they don't make it, it's really, it's felt as a huge failure, and it's very hard to come back from it. But if you approach the game with an attempt to always improve in terms of your game, in terms of your mental involvement, in terms of can I be better physically, can I improve my fitness, then it will become easier for you to leave your experience on tour. And I think that this is also a thing that you can apply to this coronavirus crisis. Because we don't know how it's going to be and because we don't know how it's going to end, I think that trying to improve the way you respond to the crisis, to the uncertainty, can be really helpful to have a better mental health during this crisis, to have a better response to it, to have less anxiety. So when I'm saying that this coronavirus is preparing you to your life on tour, what I'm trying to say is that you have to use this uncertainty to be ready once you go back to deal with the uncertainty of the tour, to deal with the fact that it's a long shot, that it's not sure that you're going to make it, but that what you can be sure of is that every day you are going to give your best to try to become a better player, to improve your shots, to improve your mental involvement, to give 100% days in and days out. So this is something that I think can be definitely used during this time of uncertainty and crisis. Another way to improve your mental game during this crisis is to tie your physical training to your mental training. What I'm saying by that is that I believe that most players, since the beginning of the crisis, have received physical training plans or are trying to keep up with their conditioning. And I think that trying to improve in that area is essential, because once we are all going to go back and play, once the tour resumes, everyone is going to be willing to play. Everyone is going to be excited. Everyone is going to be motivated. Everyone is going to be hungry. And I think that this is the time where the ones we will see that the ones who had continued to train will have a competitive advantage. So if you don't want to fall behind, in a sense, now is the time to really do everything that is possible to improve your physical game. And once you are feeling stronger physically, I mean, we all had that feeling when we feel that we are strong physically and we can stay on the court for hours. It gives you like such a mental boost when you know that you can be on the court for hours. I mean, just look at the best players when they are physically fit. There's no much you can do. And one way to improve your physical skills alongside your mental skills is that when you're doing your training, when you're doing your conditioning, pick that drill that you hate and put even more involvement, even more engagement, even more intention into it. And the reason why I'm saying this is because we all have that drill that we all hate. For instance, I hate burpees. I mean, to me, it's like the worst when I'm doing conditioning and I have to do burpees. I'm always like, pissed off. But recently, I started to say, you know what? I'm going to crunch those burpees. I'm going to crunch them because, yes, I hate them. Yes, it makes me feel uncomfortable. But they're going to make me improve and become tougher. And I think that one thing that you want to really focus during those times is to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I know it sounds very cliche, but it's true. Once you are working on those drills that make you feel uncomfortable, what happens is that you are pushing yourself. And you are pushing your muscles, but most importantly, you are pushing your brain. You are stretching your mental toughness. You are sending signals of the signal of discomfort are a good indication that you are in the right direction. And you want to repeat those moments as much as possible. So once you are getting used to it, you can see and you will see the result. I mean, it's for all the players who've been competitors, I think that especially when you start doing fitness, at first it hurts and your muscles are sore, and then little by little you see that you're becoming more comfortable, and that's how you're improving. So making sure that you're not just doing physical training to maintain your level, but make sure that you are using this time to stretch and to extend your physical ability. This is very important. And then I also want to give you another advice on how you can improve your mental game during this time of crisis. I think that when it comes to mental training, one of the things that is crucial and is essential is to remain very honest with ourselves, because sometimes we don't really want to face where we are. We don't want to kind of accept our weaknesses because we feel like, okay, if we are vulnerable, we might lose something and we might lose faith, and that's not something that we are comfortable with. But again, now is the time where you have so much time to improve. You have so much time to dig in those things, because I understand that when it's competition time, you want to be, you're in the moment, you go, you have to practice, you go, you play tournaments, and you don't really necessarily have the time to work on those things. But now what you can do is to really have a clear, how can I say, a clear outlook on where you stand mentally. And a good way to evaluate your mental weaknesses and the mental strengths is to do a bit of visualization. And the way to do it, I'm gonna walk you through it, how you can evaluate the areas in which you need to improve. So to do that, you want to take some time. You want to be in an area in which there is not much noise, where you can sit and relax and not be interrupted for a while. And what I want you to do is to stand still, to close your eyes, and to start to relax, to take some deep breath, and to slow down the pace of your breath and your heart rate, to lower it, and to start to picture yourself playing a match in which you had difficulties, match in which you had a problem where you were mentally, you felt that you were not able to find the solution to get the win. So take a deep breath, relax, and I want you to remember where it was, how you were dressed, your opponent, who was around, where it was. I want you to remember as many props that were there to get as much information as possible, so you can feel this moment again. How were you feeling? What was your inner dialogue? What were you telling yourself? How were you playing? What was the moment where you felt that you were not gonna get that win? What did you tell yourself? How did you feel? And it's really important that you are not rejecting how you are feeling. It's very likely that you will feel uncomfortable, and do not feel bad about it. It means that you are doing a great job. If you feel uncomfortable, if you feel angry, if you feel sad and disappointed, perhaps ashamed because you felt that you should have won that match, that means that you are being real with yourself. That means that you are really doing the work. It means that you are really trying to relive this moment. So now, once you feel that way, and you are relieving what happened during this match, what I want you to do is to think about another way, another response that could have used during that match. And I want you to think about what you could have done differently in order to get a different result. And it can be anything. It can be that maybe when I had to play this important point, I rushed too much. I didn't think about my gameplay. or I had a negative thought, which made me do serve a double thought, or I was tight, I didn't know what to do, and this is why I made the unforced error, anything. And I want you to replace it with something that, according to you, would have led to a better outcome. So take a few seconds, perhaps more, a minute or two. If you like, you can pause the recording in order to really take the time. Or you can do that after listening to the podcast to actually have the whole process and to do it on your own when you feel like you are in a mood to do so. And once you have identified how you felt, I want you to take a piece of paper and to write down what made you lose that match and what is the mental pattern that made you lose that match. And once you've done it, I want you to write what you could have done differently and what could have helped you to win that match. So take some time to do it, to think about it. And again, once you have identified what could have been done better, I want you to ask yourself a question. Right now, with what I have, am I able to get that resource, that mental resource, every time I need? Or let's say eight times out of 10, am I able to find that solution and to use it? And there is no wrong answer. If the answer is yes, that's wonderful, because you will be able to remember, okay, next time I'm in this situation, this is what I need to do. If the answer is no, no problem. It's actually good. That means that you have so much room to improve and you should be like pumped about it, because you can grow and you can become better and you have identified tools to become a better tennis player. So good job. So this is for one day of practice. On another day, what I want you to do is to do something similar. But in that case, you are going to think about a match in which you found the mental resources to get the win. So it's the same. I want you to think about where you were, how you were dressed, your opponent, who was there with you, what was the weather, where was the club, who was watching, who was playing next to you. I want you to get as much information as possible in order to relive that moment, in order to have the same experience. And once you have that, I really want you to identify what was the solution that I found. What did I tell myself? Was it a positive self-talk? Was it clarity in my game style? Was it that I had the belief that I could win against that opponent? Anything. Was it a sign of a word of encouragement from my coach, my parents, my friends? And again, in order to make real progress, honesty is really important. And you have to identify what it actually was. Again, once you have done it, you go back, you write it down, and the next day, you're going to practice this. And what I want you to do is to start a daily visualization. And what I want to say, it's more like connecting your physical and mental. And the way you do it is that before you start, in those 15 to 20 minutes, no more. That's already a lot. 15, actually. Let's forget about 20 minutes. 15 minutes is enough. What I want you to do is that to get yourself, to get your body going, to do some physical activity before you do your daily visualization. Why? Because it's going to put your body and mind in the situation that you will be doing a match. So you will be physically active and bring some physical intensity, so then your mind will be fired up and then you will be able to experience that, and it will be close to what you are feeling during a tennis match. So to work on that, again, do some physical activities. Maybe you can do your fitness before, or you can do warm-up. Once you do that, you relax a bit and you put yourself in this quiet place, and that's when you can start working on improving your mental game. And trust me, now is the time to do it. And you might not see the result right away, but what you are telling your brain, you are creating a routine. What you are doing right now is that you are creating mental routines that will help you once you go back on the tennis court, for real. All right. So to summarize this episode, we discussed about how to improve your mental game during this crisis time, during this coronavirus time. And we saw that what's important is to see it as an opportunity to use the uncertainty of the crisis to shift your approach towards the game, to not only get motivated, to get your motivation based on the results and the tournaments that you're playing, but to orient your motivation to create your motivation based on the goals that you have for yourself in terms of gameplay. What type of player do I want to become, and what I want to improve? Your willingness to always improve should be your core motivation, and that will help you to get going in uncertain times, to get going once you go back on tour. Like we said, being on tour is very uncertain. We don't really know if we're going to make it or not, but if we stay motivated and if we always try to be the best possible and to push ourselves days in and days out and to build our confidence and to become as mentally fit as possible, our chances to climb up the rankings are higher. And then number two, to tie your physical training and your mental training together, now is the time where you can really improve some aspect of your physical training that you cannot do when you are traveling all year long, or when you are playing or tournaments all year long. So this is really good. And make sure that when you are working on your physical fitness, you are not just maintaining it, but you are trying to get yourself outside of your comfort zone. So you are stretching not only your physical ability, but you are also stretching your mental abilities. And last but not least, what we discussed is how we can improve and fix our mental weaknesses and create some mental strength through visualization and daily exercise. I hope this was helpful. I wish you to stay safe, first of all, and to really take this time to spend time with your family and loved ones, and to really take good care of yourself And yeah, let's talk next time. Bye.